Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets here for Dog Days number 5. And I had a pleasant experience. Oh, sorry. Radar again. Let me turn that down. Had a very pleasant experience today. I had Google open and was working away in the afternoon. And I got a little message box that popped up there. And it was Kevin O'Brien. Kevin, if you don't know, is, amongst other things, also known as Ahuka on Hack Public Radio, and has been doing a series of shows there, very entertaining shows. And, in fact, once we started talking, he eventually didn't even know that I was Mr. Gadgets, and I do some things there on Hack Public Radio also. But when I first met Kevin, it was at Ohio Linux Fest last year, and met him in the hotel lobby. And he is the person who is in charge of PR kinds of things for the Ohio Linux Fest. So you may have heard Kevin on another podcast, especially if it's Linux-oriented or any kind of techie kind of oriented podcast where he can get on and tell people about the Ohio Linux Fest, which is coming up in September here again. And he asked me if I had video and audio capabilities. And I was thinking, you know, my computer, the work computer, doesn't have video. And the built-in microphone's not very good. But I did know of another place where I could get to a microphone. But I was thinking, and I said, well, are we just going to... He said he was testing. He wanted to test out his video and his audio. And so I said to him, well, are you just going to invite me to a Google Hangout? And he said, yeah, that would work. And so I said, well, just give me a minute, and I'll do it on my tablet. I'll just go next door so I'm not, you know, interfering with, you know, the guys in the room who are working and stuff like that. And I'll take a couple minutes and talk to you over the video and the audio. And so we hooked up, and lo and behold, there it was in Google Plus. He had invited me to a Hangout, and I click on it, and there you go. I'm right there in the Hangout on my tablet. It could just as easily have been my phone. Right? And I even tried it on the Android device as well as the iOS device. So now, doing both at once was a little bit crazy because there was a little bit of feedback issues with two microphones and speakers and things like that in the room. So I wouldn't recommend being in the same room with two different devices that are in the same Google Hangout. But still, it amazes me. I did a episode of Hacker Public Radio where I said, where's my flying car? Episode number one. You know, all the stuff we were promised when I was a kid, you know. There's all kinds of promises that were made about what we were supposed to be living like now in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, I don't have my flying car yet. But it really amazes me in my 30 years of making my living in technology, and especially, though, what has happened in the last 20 years since I came to work for the company that I'm working for now, and even the last 10 years, I remember 25 years or so, a huge amount of money, a obscene amount of money for the time, was spent during the Informix kind of merger slash takeover of the local company Innovative Software that I work for. And they needed a video conferencing system because there was a lot of video conferencing going on between our offices here in the Kansas City area and out there to the left coast, right, in Palo Alto, California, where the Informix offices were. Or maybe it was Menlo Park. I can't remember exactly. But, you know, that general San Francisco area. And they spent a huge amount of money on this video conferencing system with two... I think it had one camera, and you could remote control it with a joystick and zoom in and out. And it had no better quality for the multiple thousands of dollars than what you can get out of a Google Hangout now or a Skype video call or several other different kinds of things, various, you know, other kinds of things, GoToMeeting and things like that. Kevin and I were talking about Mumble servers, and there are several podcasts I participate in through connecting with a Mumble server. It just amazes me the kind of technology that we have to be able to play with today that would have cost thousands and thousands of dollars in the past. So I guess, you know, I don't have my flying car, but I am living in the future. And so are you. And be careful here. Bye now.